Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And hey, the fall is upon us. October is here. Christmas is coming. So I want to thank WPTR for letting me be on the show. And I want to thank them for letting me bring one of our members on every single week to talk about what they're doing. And I can't think of a better member to have on as the holidays start to come upon us than people who sell books. And if you have been kind of like watching, hey, the dog likes it. If you've been watching what we've been doing with the Carroll Biz Challenge and with grand openings, you'll know about a new bookstore that's opened up in Westminster called Rudolph Girls. And I'm happy to have those two ladies with me today, Allie King and Nikki Rhodes. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Hey, don't worry about the dog barking. Everybody knows that at times you have to do these shows from home. And I know that your bookstore is not open at that time of the day. So thank God we've got Zoom here that we can do this thing early enough. But I want to just thank you ladies for being on the show with me early now. So let's get right into it, right? What is Rudolph Girls? If one of you could maybe let me know.
Well, Rudolph Girls is our independent bookstore here in downtown Westminster. We sell books for adults and children, as well as some book-related gift items as well.
And when did you guys open? We had a wonderful grand opening there, and it feels like it was just a couple days ago, but it was probably a couple months ago, right?
It was almost exactly 1 month ago. Our grand opening was August 13th.
What a great event that was. There were people lined up. It was hard to even get anywhere in the hallway there. So what's your physical address again? Where are you guys located?
We are in the Winchester Exchange Building at 15 East Main Street. Our suite number is 112.
Great. And for those that don't know that specific spot, that is in downtown Westminster. And really you're in the area next to like Cultivated and you're right behind where we're at with the actual chamber. So you can get in there from coming off of Main Street or in the back parking lot area too. So, but you're not only physically there, you guys are also kind of open 24/7, right? Tell me about a little bit about what your website address is.
Our website address is rudolphgirls.com. And we're very lucky that we're working with a great system that very easily links for folks all of the, we estimate now over 1,000 books that we have in the store. You can see live at any time which of those books, you know, from our website, you can see which of those books we have available in store. And then if it's something you're looking for that we don't have available in the store, then we can special order that for you. And I would estimate in the month that we've been open, Nick, do you think we've done like 100, 150 maybe special orders and gotten books in for folks already?
Oh, definitely. I would say that on a typical day selling books, you know, a good number of the people who come in, they might buy a couple of books at the counter, but then they also want to know if we have, you know, a special book that they're looking for that they didn't find or a box set, and we can order all of that.
Well, I think that's really cool. And 1,000 books, I mean, that is a lot of books to have in your place. And I've been on your website and I have to commend you. It's extremely easy to like navigate. And I would highly recommend that folks check out your website. Bookstores used to be a thing that every town had. And we used to have one in Westminster called Locust Books. And it's actually was right in the location where we're now at with the actual chamber. So it's nice to have you guys as our neighbor. So I was going to save this question till a little bit later, but it just, I think people may want to know, what prompted you? Why do you open a bookstore at a time when some people are saying that the internet's taking over? Because I think you guys have got a gem there, and I'd like people to understand whatever the reasoning is that led you to open up a bookstore, especially during the actual COVID time.
I think a lot of people used like what you refer to as COVID time as a chance to kind of reflect and say, am I really doing exactly what I want to be doing with my life? And if I'm not, now is certainly the time to give it a shot. So I think like a lot of folks that was definitely true for the two of us. Both having been teachers and English / ELA teachers, books have always been incredibly important to us. So it was a way to kind of make a leap to doing something else without it being completely outside of what we knew. And just in the last 5 or 6 weeks, it turns out it's just a really cool way to kind of extend what we've been doing with our lives all this time and continuing to talk to people about books and helping the right books get into the right hands and show people everything that's out there. Just a very different way of doing it.
I think that's cool. And also the fact that COVID has, I think, forced a lot of folks to stay at home. And I know in my case, I used to read all the time. I kind of got away from it. But in the last year and a half or so, I've been reading books left and right. So many books that I had here at the house, I think I've got to stop off at your place and pick up a couple of new ones. So I think one thing that folks might not be aware of, but maybe they are, is that you guys obviously are entrepreneurs. And we do some amazing event at the chamber called the Carol Biz Challenge. And this last year, we had 53 local entrepreneurs apply, which was a record number. We picked the top five who all pitched at a live event we had in August. And you guys were one of the top five, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I think that that speaks to the fact that the panel that looked at this saw a bookstore on Main Street as being something that probably every town should have. And I really do commend you. And I don't know, have we touched it on the fact that you guys are actually sisters? Did we already say that?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah. So people often will ask us about the name of the bookstore. What is that all about? What is a Rudolph girl? And so Allie and I are sisters. Rudolph is our maiden name. And so Rudolph Girls is just kind of an homage to us growing up together and wanting to do something together.
Well, I want to commend your mom and dad because they did a good job in some ways for sisters at this stage in life to not be hating each other and trying to compete with each other, but actually working together and going into a business together. So let's say congrats to Mr. and Mrs. Rudolph.
That would be 100% our mom. She deserves 100% of the credit for that. And for those parents out there who have kids who are the ages that our kids are now, who maybe they can't get through a day without having six fights, there is hope, because I can tell you that 30 years ago, there is no way she would have said, oh yes, they'll grow up and go into business together and just love each other.
Because that's funny. Well,
she definitely would not have anticipated that.
Good job, Mother Rudolph. Okay, if you just now tuned into the show, I am talking to Allie and Nikki, the owners of Rudolph Girls, which is located at 15 East Main Street, Suite 112 in Westminster, Maryland. And it's a bookstore on Main Street, something we haven't had in forever. So you need to get out there and you need to check them out. What are your normal hours, ladies?
Normal business hours. We, like many of the businesses in Westminster, are closed on Mondays. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, we're open from 10 to 5. Thursday is our late night. We're open from 10 until 7. And then Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4 p.m.
Great. And you've got an amazing website that's open 24/7. We've already said it's www.rudolphgirls.com. And you guys are doing a lot of things that are pretty cool in the community because you like to give back. Tell me a little bit about your Thank a Teacher program, which sounds awesome.
So any teachers, counselors, media specialists can go to the link on our website for our Thank a Teacher program. It's right on our homepage. And it's kind of like filling out a wish list on one of those other online bookstores. But you fill out your wish list, and the difference with us is that we are filling your wish list. We're filling a bag with the books that a teacher wants and then labeling it with their school, the grade, the subject that they teach, and putting it out and giving folks in the community the opportunity to come in and buy that bag of books for that teacher or media specialist or counselor, just as a way to kind of thank teachers and other folks in the schools for everything they've done especially in the last couple of years. And then, Nick, do you want to talk about how the individuals or businesses who donate the books can be recognized?
Yes. So if you come in, if you come into the store, you'll see a shelf with the bags lined up with the totals on there. If you choose a bag to purchase, we also have these little book plates that we will stick inside the books for you to let the teacher or the counselor or media specialist know who donated the books. So it could be an individual, it could be a family, it could be a business. And I just think, especially then if those books end up in a classroom library, just how cool it will be for those kids to see, like, wow, you know, the people in the community really care about my classroom. They care about the books that I'm reading and they care about my teacher. So we just think that this will be a really nice way for the community to come together around literacy and just helping out our teachers and showing them some appreciation.
Nikki, that's awesome. And you know what? This is exactly the type of example of what a small local business does that these big giants, where so many of us send all of our money, do not do. And that's why whenever anybody can keep their money local, it is hugely important. It takes care of so many other things. So, and I'm assuming, I think on your website, you've got information about that program.
Absolutely. There's a link for teachers and school folks to click and give us the information about the books that they want. And then we will have the bags. We've been joking. It looks a little like a like takeout, but we have the brown bags filled with the books and all labeled on a shelf in the store, and folks can come in and purchase those.
I love it. All right, we've only got a couple minutes left, but in that time, which one of you would like to tell me a little bit about your book club? Because it looks pretty cool, and I know you guys meet at another local Main Street shop.
Yeah, we have started our Rudolph Girls Book Clubs. They are going to be held once a month at American Ice Cafe. We have partnered with American Ice to utilize some of their space upstairs, which is just perfect. The big comfortable chairs and big wooden tables to sit around and talk about books, and obviously have some delicious treats made by AIC. We have three book clubs per month. One is usually an adult fiction book, one is an adult nonfiction, and then one is kind of more geared towards young adults, although anybody can pick up a young adult book and join the book club. This month, our book clubs are being held at AIC. The first one will be at 2 p.m. on September 26th. We're reading The Last Thing He Told Me. And then there's another book club on September 29th, and that's the nonfiction text. We're reading How the Word is Passed. And then the last one is on September 30th is Children of Blood and Bone, the young adult fantasy trilogy. And then we have more book clubs coming in October. You can go on our website, right at the top, you can click on our newsletter, and all of the information about the actual book club books and when those book clubs will be meeting are all on the website. If you come into the store and you want to buy one of the book club books, you can purchase those books at a 10% discount. And then we put an additional 10% into a scholarship fund that we will be giving to a couple of high school seniors at the end of the year, high school seniors that have been deemed voracious readers.
Well, that sounds awesome. We are actually out of time right now. It has been great having both of you on the show. And real fast, could you please give me your address again and your website?
Yes, our website is www.rudolphgirls.com, and we are in the Winchester Exchange Building. So if you are out on Main Street, we are right across the street from the library, next to the entrance is next to Giulianova. So when you see Billy's Italian flag, you know you're in the right spot. Or around back, you're in the parking lot by Paradiso, you can come in that way.
Awesome. Listen, ladies, thank you so much for being on the show with me today, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, in case you just tuned in and missed it, I've had the Rudolph Girls, the new bookstore on Main Street in Westminster. You can get this show, all of our other shows, and all of our member information by going to carrollcountychamber.org. You can also call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julian Nova's Italian Grocery or the Rudolph Girls. We're right next door to him at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today to Something Special with family or friends. And God bless.